The Alaska Department of Corrections has revealed that it accidentally recorded conversations between lawyers and their jailed clients at Anchorage Correctional Complex. Such conversations are confidential and protected under the legal doctrine of attorney-client privilege. DOC officials say the recording took place over a four-year period from 2012 to 2016. The officials say the automated recordings occurred only in one visitation room and that none of them were used by law enforcement officers or prosecutors. First reported Monday by the Anchorage Daily News, the revelation that a room at the Anchorage jail was essentially bugged has upset some local defense attorneys. Here's State Public Defender Quinlan Steiner.
One of the bedrock principles of the criminal justice system is completely confidential communications between an attorney and their client. If people believe that their conversations are being listened to by the state, that would undermine due process and undermine the, you know, constitutionally fair system.
Steiner says corrections officials have told him and other defense attorneys that the recordings were not used to prosecute their clients, but he says just the notion that such recordings took place could hurt an attorney's ability to advise their client.
What's important about an issue like this is making sure that it's not happening and there's confidence that it's not happening in the future. It's critical for an exchange of information and someone getting the best advice they can.
DOC spokesperson Megan Edge says visitation rooms are normally equipped with video cameras for safety reasons, but she says recording of audio should not have occurred. Edge says the audio recording equipment was installed in the room when suspected serial killer Israel Keyes was jailed at the complex in 2012. She says federal investigators had hoped to learn more about Keyes by recording his conversations with friends or family in the room, which had until then been used for attorney-client conversations. Edge says the room went back to being used for attorney visits after Keyes died.
And there was a change up in leadership at the Anchorage Correctional Complex, and very few people had knowledge of this other recording device, and it was kind of just forgotten that it was in there.
Edge says files on the recording device were overwritten every 30 days, and the last batch of recordings has been destroyed. Steiner, the public defender, says there has not been any reason so far to think that the recordings were ever used by the state. But he says some defense attorneys are still looking through their cases to determine if further litigation is necessary.